Okay, good night of Shabbos. Rav Mosai, today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. Shabbos is quickly approaching, so let's get to it. We are on Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. We had been talking about the following. We said that the word basar by Mila tells me that it overrides tzaras. If that person, Rachman Litzlan, has tzaras on the foreskin, so then you still do the bris Mila, and the mitzvah of bris Mila overrides the isser of cutting off tzaras. So he said that works by a gadol, by someone who is over bar mitzvah, because you have the word basar by the pasuk saying that a gadol needs to get a mila if he hasn't gotten one yet, and it also works by someone who's up to 8 days old, because the pasuk says also basar or laso by an infant. But what about in between those two cases? Let's say for whatever reason the mila was pushed off, so in between 8 days old and 13 years old, so how do you know that also mila is doche tzaras? So Abaye had said that it's a common feature that since, you know, kids that are up till 8 days old and over 13 years old is doche tzaras, so to the mila in between. Now we're up to Rava. Rava gives a different answer. Rava Amar, we are, let's see, about 10 or 15 lines up, about 10, 12 lines up. Rava Amar, smack in the middle of the line. Rava Amar Milsa Bismana Docha Lo Tzricha Krua. Rava says, actually, the pasuk of Basar by a baby who's getting a Mila on time, you don't need that pasuk to teach me that Mila overrides Tzaras, because Mikavachomer Asya, because you could do a Kavachomer. Ma Shabbos Techamira Docha Tzaras Lo Kosher Kein. Since it's Docha Shabbos, so it certainly should be Docha, since Mila is Docha Shabbos, so certainly it should be Docha Tzaras. Rav Safa Rava said, one second, hold on, that's not necessarily, that's not a good logic. Mimayde Shabbos Chamira, how do you know that Shabbos is more machmir than Tzaras? Dilma Tzaras Chamira Shekin Dochas Havoda. Tzaras pushes off Havoda. So a Kohen has Tzaras cannot do Havoda Besan Mikdash. Again, we had a lot of this logic yesterday in the back and forth. Maybe Tzaras is more machmir, maybe Shabbos is more machmir, so it's unclear, so that's what Rav Safa says to Rava. Maybe Tzaras is more machmir because Tzaras is Docha Avoda in Beis HaMikdash, but Avoda is Docha Shabbos. So maybe Tzaras is more machmir than Shabbos. So Rava said back to him, Hasam lav mishum dechamir Tzaras. No, Tzaras is Docha Avoda not because Tzaras is more machmir than it, but Ela mishum degavrahu delochazi. Right, the person who has Tzaras is unable to do Avoda regardless, because even if you get rid of Tzaras, he would be Tomei, and someone who's, he needs to, you know, go to the mikveh, Harif Shemesh, etc. So since he's not able to do the Avoda anyway, that's why someone who has Tzaras can't do Avoda Beis HaMikdash, but not because Tzaras is more Machmer than the Avoda, and therefore the Kal V'Chomer doesn't work, and the Kal V'Chomer does work because Shabbos is more Machmer than Tzaras. Kumar says, Amai, V'ikos Bar Tovi Avod. Why can't the Kohen just cut off the Baharis, the Tzaras, and do the Avoda? Why doesn't we do this? So the Gemara says, as again, we've explained this point several times, but the Gemara is just going through the motions. Why can't he just cut off the Tzaras? Because Mechusar Tevilahu. Because he needs to go to the mikvah. Right? He's still Tamei and he can't do the Avoda. But the Gemara says, Tenech Negoim Temeim. But that's fine. There are some Tzaras Negoim that are not actually Tamei. Right, for example, if a person has Tzaras all over his body, so he's not Tamei. Or there's something called a Bohak, which is also not Tamei. So, Tenech Negoim Tameim. So that logic works if the Tzaras that the person has makes him Tamei. But Negoim Tehorim Ma'ikel Neimer. So what do you mean, what about if he had, let's say, a Bohak, which is not Metameim? So, Elo Amar Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi explains, Heichad Aminan De'asi Ase V'Docha Lo Sase. So this is why we'll get rid of the kasha of Rav Safra. This is what Rava would say back then, right? Rava Mestama didn't say this, but so Ravashi says like this: Heichad aminan da'asi ase v'docha lo sase kigon mila b'tzaras. When do you say that there's a mitzvah ase that overrides a lo sase? That's by mila and tzaras. That's inami tzitzis of kilayim. Or for example, tzitzis, right, is overrides kilayim. Kilayim, wool and linen. If your beged is linen and your tzaras is wool, so that and your tzaras and then your tzitzis is wool, so that is going to be tzaras. Keep on doing that. That is going to be shatnez, but that overrides the mitzvah tzitzis. Overrides shatnez. The beinan demis akar lav ka moki ase, because at the moment that you do the lav, you're also doing the ase. Right, as soon as you put on tzitzis, you have Shatnez. As soon as you do the Mila, you're cutting off Tzaras. But Hacha, but over here, what's the case? Be'idnan dimis'akar lalav, the moment you cut off the Tzaras, lo kamokim asay, you're not doing the Avota b'samikdash, but you have to cut it off beforehand. Right, so there, that's why the avoda, that's why tzaras supersedes avoda, because there is no scenario. When are we going to say that something is docha something? Is when the action is happening at the same time. But if you would have to do one action and then do another action, so then you can't say ase docha lo ase. So we're not going to say the mitzvah of avoda is going to override the cut isra of cutting off tzaras, because they don't happen at the same time. So therefore, you know, that's the reason why tzaras is more machmer than avoda, or is docha avoda, not because it's more machmer, but because you simply can't get rid of the tzaras and do the avoda in the same action. Okay, fine. The hadar of Rav Safra Tanaihi, and this whole machlokas between Rav and Rav Safra is actually a machlokas Tanaim. The Tanya like the Brisa Basar. The pasuk says Bisar, more accurately, talking about the Mila. So, if Afal Pish Yesham Beheres Yimol, even though there is Tzaras there, you have to do the Mila, Divra Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia's son Omer, Eino Tzarech. You don't even need that drasha, because Shabbos Chamura, because Shabbos, which is Machmir, is Docha, right? Mila is Docha Shabbos, which is Machmir. Tzaras, Lo Kol Shekein. Tzaras is less Machmir than Shabbos, so certainly Mila is Docha Shabbos. And that's, again, that was the logic of Rava, and then you see that Rabbi Yoshia requires the Pasuk, and that's exactly our Machlokas. Okay. Amar Mar, we said Bisar, by Bisar also, Afal Pishyesh Psham Beheres Nimo de Rabbi Yoshia. So Gemara says, Halama Likra. Why does Rabbi Yoshia require a pasuk? Davar Shein Miskavinu. You're not intending to cut off the Tzaras. No, what do you care about the Tzaras? You need to do a Mila on this person. Davar Shein Miskavin Mutter. Why can't you just cut it off? What do you need a pasuk for? So Gemara Rabbi Elo Nitzuka El Rabbi Yehuda. That's all, again, Enechanami. Rabbi says, you're right. This is only for Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Davar Shein Miskavin is awesome. Rava, Amar Rava says, Afilutim Rabbi Shimon. It can even be Rabbi Shimon who says Davar Shein Miskavin is Mutter, because, as we said several times before in the Sechta, Moder Rabbi Shimon, Psigresha Vilayavis, it's a Psigresha. It's automatically going to happen. You can't tell me it's Eno Miskavin. You can't tell me you didn't have intention to do this Isser, because it's definitely going to happen. So that's not called Davar Shein Miskavin, or meaning even Rabbi Shimon will be Moder that it is Oster, and therefore you need the Pasuk to tell me that it is Motor. So Abaye Leslie High Svara, but and Abaye doesn't hold to this. Abaye Rava Dami Tamayo Mother Rav Shimon Segresha Valayamos. Abaye agrees with this also. Why did Abaye say this is only according to Rabbi Yehuda? So Gemara says Enachinami Baser the Shami Mirava Savra Enachinami. After he heard it from Rava, so then he retracted his opinion and he held like Rava. So that's the actual answer. Ika Demasne Lahada Abaye Rava. Some people taught this give and take between Abai and Rava about the following. Pasuk says again, Ha'ishomer b'nega tzaras. Right, be careful about, Lishmor ma'od v'lasos. Right, be careful about your tzaras, do not cut it off, to watch over it and do. So the Gemara says, Lasos, yeta ose, what's it called? Meaning, lasos, you're not allowed to, lasos, to do an action, the po'al, to actually go ahead and cut it off intentionally, iata osa. That you're not allowed to do. Avo osa ta besiv shel gabi raglo umot shel gabi ksefo. But if you are doing it with something that's on your foot or your leg or a pole that's on your shoulder, so then that's, you know, you don't have to worry about like unintentionally scraping off the tzaras. Like let's say, for example, it's on your shoulder and you're carrying a heavy, I don't know, load or whatever. You don't have to worry. You have to worry that the pole or the sack or whatever it is might rub off the tzaras. Vim avra avra. And if it happens, it happens, right? You don't have to worry about the tzaras coming off that way. So Gemara says, I've halam elikra. Why do you need a pasuk to teach me that you don't have to worry about that? Don't be shenam eskavinu. Right? You're carrying a big sack on your shoulder. You have tzaras there. And it rubs, it's rough, it rubs off the tzaras. Davar Shein Miskavin. Davar Shein Miskavin is Mutter. So, Ma'arabai, lo nitzcha, elo Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so it's only Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Davar Shein Miskavin. It's Aser, Rava Amar Afilu, Tamer Rabbi Shimon, and Mutter Rabbi Shimon, Sigre Shevelo Yamos. Ba'abai, less like the Hiswara, doesn't Abai hold that if it's a Sigre Shevelo Rabbi Shimon is Mutter, Ba'abai, Rava, Dami Tavai, Mutter Rabbi Shimon, Sigre Shevelo Yamos, Ba'asar Deshame, Me'rava, Savra. So again, same give and take that Abai originally thought that was only according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Davar Shein Miskavin is Aser. Rava then said, well, it's a Psigresha, and Rabbi Shimon agrees that it's Aser, and therefore Abai retracted and agreed with Rava. Ve'abaye. Now, when Rabbi originally thought that it was only Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, and that he only needed the pasuk according to Rabbi Yehuda, Alibet Rabbi Shimon, Haid Basar, my Avile. Well, if only Rabbi Yehuda needed the pasuk of Basar, this is again in the Havamina, if only Rabbi Yehuda needed that pasuk to teach me that it's mutter to cut off a mila that has taras, because it's technically would be Dabar Shimon Miskaven would be Asr, so therefore the pasuk teaches me that it's mutter. Rabbi Shimon doesn't need that because Dabar Shimon Miskaven is mutter. So what would he do with the pasuk of Basar? So Amar of Amram, Ba'omer Lakutz Baharaso, whom is coming. That is in a case where someone intends to cut off his taras. That is, meaning the guy tells the person giving him a moel to cut it off, right? That is mutter, right? So the Gemara says, well, tenach gadol, that only works for a gadol, but kata ma'ik alamimer. Well, what about a little kid? Let me just explain a little further. When it says the guy tells the giving him a moel to cut off his beheres. What's going on? So let's just read Rashi, just to explain a little better. If you read Rashi, Ba'omer Lakotz is like 15 lines down. Gadol Shu Bar Onshin, right? Again, we're dealing with a Gadol, didn't have a Mila, he has Tzaras on his foreskin. And he tells the guy, Ba'omer Lakotz Bar Aso, and what's his intention? His intention, Ve'kovanoso L'Taher. His intention is not to cut off his Tzaras, but his intention is to become Tahor. And so therefore that is fine. That is mutter. That is going to be mutter according to Rabbi Shimon. Fine. Okay. So tenach gadol, that only works by a gadol who is able to say that my kavana is to be metaher. But what about a little kid? Katan ma'ikal meimar. That's Amar Rav Mesharshia ba'omer avia ben lakotz baharas dibno the kavas chavim, where the father is telling the moel to cut off the baharas, to cut off the tzaras, and therefore that the baby should be tahor, right? Even though you're not allowed to do that, you're not allowed to cut off the tzaras in order to become tahor, right? The basar teaches me that the word basar and the pasuk teaches me that if in the case of a katan, that's going to be mutter. I v'ika acher, but what about if there's someone else to do the mila, right? Someone else can be in charge of the mila, le'avid acher, and let the other person do it, right? Meaning not that there's another moel, right? Someone else can have proper kavana to do the mila, right? We know mila is doches tzaras, but the father, for whatever reason, is not intending to do a mila. He wants the baby to become tahor, and he tells the guy, "Well, you know what?" He tells the moel, "I'll cut it off." So, but let someone else be in charge of the mila, have proper intent to be giving him a mila, and then you should be fine, right? And then, as Rashi says, the father should not come to the bris. And nowadays, obviously, that's crazy. We don't do that. But if there's some sort of whatever problem here in terms of the father's kavana, so let's leave the father out of it. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, kal makom shatam lotzei ase velos ase. Right, if you have an ase docha los ase situation, right, like here, milan saras, imatayachol akayim shneim mutov. It's better to do both of them. Right, do the mila, right, without violating the iser. Vilav, but if you can't, yavo ase v'docha los ase. Let's have it will say ase docha los ase. So here, right, there's a way to have someone else who doesn't have intention for chopping off the foreskin in order to make the baby tahor, right? It will not intend for the baby to lose its aras, right? It'll only have kavana for the mila. Why don't we do that? Right? Why don't we have that person be in charge of the mila? Right? The Gemara says, you're right. There's no one else. Right? The father's the only one who can be in charge there. So according to Abai's original Havamina in Rabbi Shimon's Shita, the word basar tells me that a father is allowed to have kavana for a mila to remove the tzaras and be metaher the baby. Right? It doesn't matter whether the yeah it doesn't yeah okay fine. All right, little difficult. I have to definitely shayach to chazer over Shabbos for myself. So Omar Mar says like this. The master had told us, Yom Tov Sheino Docha Ela Bizmana Bilvad. So just like Mila is Docha Shabbos Bizmana, so too by Yontav, it's only Docha Mila Bizmana is only Docha Yontav. But if for whatever reason the Mila is pushed off, it is not Docha Yontav. Minani Mili, how do you know? How do you know? Why don't we say that the Asi Docha Loza say on Yontav? So Amar Chizkiya v'chidan d'bei Chizkiya Amar Kar, the pasuk says lo susir mivenu aboker. You can't leave over the korban Pesach until the next morning, right? And if you do leave it over, so then you have to burn it. Shein tamalomar aboker. You don't need to tell me until morning, right? It says that twice. So ma tamalomar aboker. What does it mean until morning? Ba'akasuv litein boker sheini l'srifaso. It means that you should burn it on the second morning. Meaning that we again you have korban Pesach at night. Asur to leave it over until morning. So let's say you leave it over until morning. So the pasuk says until morning twice. So that teaches me that you have to burn it, but don't burn it the morning following the Korban Pesach, which is Yontif, right? Burn it on Chol Hamoed, because again we see that something that's only something that's Bizman is Doche Yontif, but burning the Korban Pesach that got left over is not necessarily doesn't need to be to happen on Yontif. So therefore, you can do it after Yontif. So we see over here, if a milah shalob is mana, it doesn't have to be on Yantif. You can do it the next day and it's totally fine. Abaye says, no, Amar Kar, the Pasuk says, Olas Shabbos b'Shabbato. Right, you bring a korban ola on Shabbos, v'lo olas chol b'Shabbos. Right, but you can't bring a weekday ola on Shabbos, v'lo olas Yantif. V'lo olas chol b'Yantif. And you can't bring a weekday chol on Yantif. Right, meaning anything that is shaykh to the day, you can do on that day, but anything that's not shaykh to Yontif for Shabbos, you can't. So too, Amila Shalob is Mana, so it's not shaykh. Do it the next day, what's the big deal? Right, again, it's similar to a Korban Ola of a Chol that you don't have to do necessarily on Yontif. Rava, Amar Rava says, Amar Karla Pazik says, Hu Levado Yesel Achem. Right, what can you do Ochel Nefesh on Yontif? Right, we know some Malachas are Mutar on Yontif, Malachas Ochel Nefesh. Pazik says, Hu Levado Yesel Achem. Only Ochel Nefesh can be done on Yontif, who only melechas ochel nefesh, below machshirin, but not machshirei ochel nefesh, not any preparations for the right. You're allowed to cook, but you're not allowed to, let's say, make a knife, or make an oven, or make a kli, whatever. So levado, what does that teach me? Velo mila shelo bismana, and you're not allowed to do a mila shelo bismana. The asi mikal v'chomer, because you might have thought that you can do a mila shelo bismana from a kal v'chomer. So therefore, the pasuk levado teaches me you can't do a mila shelo bismana on Yontif. What's the kal v'chomer you might have thought? You might have thought, as Rashi explains over here, just look right to the side, the asya b'kal v'chomer, shetidcha, right, meaning the kal v'chomer would have thought that you should be docha Shabbos, umatzaras shedocha avoda, just like tzaras overrides avoda, mila shelo bismana docha osa, and mila shelo bismana is docha tzaras. Shabbos shenidches mipnei avoda. Shabbos that is docha from avoda. Einu din shemila shelo bezmana docha osa. Right, certainly mila shelo bezmana should also be docha Shabbos in Yontif. Right? Okay, right. We had questions perhaps on that kal v'chomer, but that is the possible kal v'chomer that Rava would have said. That's within Rava's shita. Finally, Rav Ashi Amar, and perhaps I don't know the one that when I learned this gemara for the first time, I thought of immediately. Because again, we've been learning about Shabbos and Yontif and whatever. Rav Ashi says the pasuk says Shabbason. Right, there's a mitzvah's asay to rest on Shabbos and Yontif, and it's asayhu. And therefore, havilei Yontif asay velos asay ve'ein asay docha los asay ve'asay. A regular mitzvah's asay, right, like mila, right, is not docha alos asay and asay. Why is a mila bismana docha los asay ve'asay? Okay, that's the pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan's, right? Bayom, right? Bayom Hashmini. That's what we went through. That's what we did yesterday. But a mila shelo bismana, so that's what's it called? That's an ase. That is not going to be a docha, an ase, and a los ase, unless you have a special pasuk, which we do not. Okay, and echanam, you could have argued that all the other psukim that we just quoted are that special pasuk, but Rav Ashi didn't like those drushos. Okay, fine. Certainly is what bima'ain in here, but let's go by there. Okay, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, klal amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, any malacha, any that you could do on Shabbos, that you can do on Erev Shabbos is not going to be Docha Shabbos. Then anything that you can't do on Erev Shabbos for the Mila, so that is going to be Docha Shabbos. Right? Rabbi Akiva said you could do all the Machshirin. We've been talking about Machshirin Mitzvah, Machshirin Mitzvah, Machshirin Mitzvah. All the preparations for a Mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva says, I disagree. Only something that could not have been done on Erev Shabbos is Docha Shabbos. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, that's Halacha, Rabbi Akiva, and Halacha is like that. Utnan Nami, we also learned in a Mishnah, Gabi Pesach, Yai Gavna, right, by the Korban Pesach. Kalal Amo Rabbi Akiva, Kol Malacha She'efshar Lo Lasus on Erev Shabbos, anything that you can do on Erev Shabbos, Ein Adoch is the Shabbos. Right, if Erev Shabbos, like this year, If Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos like this year, so only something that is not able to be done on Erev Shabbos is Docha Shabbos. For example, the shechting of the Korban Pesach needs to be done on Yud Daled toward in the afternoon. So if that falls on Shabbos, you must do it. Then you cannot do it the day before. So that is Docha Shabbos. Other things are not necessarily Docha Shabbos. Jump the gun a little bit. Shchita the EF Shalasis on Erev Shabbos, since you can't do Shchita before Yud Daled Nisan, Docha Shabbos. Rama Behuda Marav, Halacha Rabbi Kiva, the Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that only something that you could not have done on Erev Shabbos is Docha Shabbos. Utsricha, and you need both cases of Mila and Korban Pesach. Diashmin and Gabi Mila, because if you had only taught me Mila, Hasamhu, Demachshirin, Efshar Lasso Me'es Molo Docha Shabbos, you would have thought that only by Mila, that something you could have done on Erev Shabbos is not Docha Shabbos, because they're like a Kares. There's no Isser Kares for skipping Mila. Right, there's only an Isser Kares if you skip the Korban Pesach. There is an Isser Mila if you're not circumcised. No, meaning if Rashi says over here that's not what's it called, that there is no Kares, right? Because the Katan Labar Onshim, first of all, meaning the baby, the 8th day old baby, is not Chayav Kares, and his father, for a father not to bemaul his son, is not an Isser Kares. He's definitely an Isser, right? But the Kares is only on the older child once he grows up and past 13 and decides not to circumcise himself, and that also is only until his days, right? If he gets a Mila later on, obviously he's not Chayav Kares. Or perhaps I take that back, I'm not sure, maybe he would be Chayav Kares up until then, it's a Mila, okay, and then he does Tshuva, I'm not sure, however that works. For sure the baby in this situation is not Chayav Kares, and the father is not Chayav Kares either. So you might have thought that only Machshirin of Mila are not Docha Shabbos, but Machshirin of Korban Pesach might be Docha Shabbos. Abba Pesach, right, the Iker Kares, right, if you missed Korban Pesach, you chayev, if you were able to do it, but you missed it, so you chayev Kares, Ema Lidchu Shabbos, maybe that the Machshirin should be Docha Shabbos. V'yashmin and Gabi Pesach, and if you would only have taught me about Korban Pesach, so Mishun Delo Nechesu Ale Shlosh Shrei Birshos. That's because, you know, why is Machshirei Pesach not Docha Shabbos? Because it doesn't have 13 brisim like Mila does. Avol Mila denichersu aleh shlosh esrei brisos ema lidchu Shabbos. Maybe you should say that it should be Docha Shabbos. So therefore, tzricha, when you need, Rabbi Kiva needs to tell me in both cases that the machshirin of the mitzvah are not Docha Shabbos. Okay, new Mishnah. Diving into the details of the Mila itself. Osin kol tzorchei Mila b'Shabbos. You can do everything you need to do for the Mila on Shabbos. For example, and obviously whenever you have that in the Mishnah, we're going to have to figure out what it's including, because you don't need to tell me all of the examples if you tell me that you can do everything you need for the Mila. So, okay, fine, but that's always something in terms of methodology. When you see it in the Mishnah, you have to wonder what it's talking about. So, Osin kol tzorchei Mila b'Shabbos, you can do anything you need for the Mila on Shabbos. For example, Molin, Porin, Motitzin, you do the Mila, you can, Porin is Poreas, to uncover the foreskin, to pull it back. Motzitzin is to draw out some blood. I am not a Moel, nor am I an expert in Mila and exactly what these things are describing. I won't call myself squeamish, but I'm not exactly getting first row seats to a bris. But either way, so I'll try as best I can to explain what's going on here, but there are certain aspects of the Mila. Obviously, the Mila is the cutting, and the uncovering is the Porea, is to pull back the foreskin and reveal, I think it's called, I forgot, the crown or whatever it is of the Aver. There's some sort of process that the mole has to do. Mot Metzitza is when you pull out the blood. That's already, you probably have heard about that, because some people, sometimes you do it from a person's mouth, or you do it through a tube or whatever. Okay, you've dealt with that one, perhaps you've heard of. Venosin ala is polonis the kamon. You can put a bandage with kamonis cumin. That used to be for refuah. And lo shachak me'erev Shabbos, if you didn't crush the cumin on Erev Shabbos, so lo es b'shino venosin, you can chew it up with your teeth. And lo taraf yayin, again, you can do it because it's a sakanas nefashos, but if there's a way to do the malacha in a shinoi way, so that's positive. Meaning, obviously, baby after Mila is considered but if there is a way to do a malacha to help him out that's not the normal way, so then certainly that's encouraged, and that's why the Mishnah says to chew the cumin with your teeth. In lo tarif yayin b'shamim erev Shabbos, and same thing over here. If you didn't mix together wine and oil to apply as some sort of salve on erev Shabbos, so then yitain zebe atzmo just put the both of them in the bowl, and then it's mixed me'elov. Ve'ein osin lachaluk lechanchila, and you can't take a piece of clothing and turn it into a bandage. Aval korech ala smartut, but you can take a piece of cloth and wrap it around. And lo hiskim erev Shabbos, if you didn't prepare a smartut on erev Shabbos, so then korech al etzbo, maybe you can wrap it around your finger and bring it. Again, that's hotzah in a strange way. Again, it's important to have a bandage, but so you try and do it in any way that you can to avoid the actual normal malacha. Vafilu mechatzar acheres, even from another courtyard. Okay, says the Gemara, and as we pointed out in the Mishnah's lashon is a little bit strange. Mechti, let's see. Katani kulhu, you said you can do everything that you need for the milah. So kol tzorchi milah l'suyimai. What do you mean? What are you including when you say you can do anything else, right, for the milah? Once you're telling me all of these stages and the steps of the milah, so you need to tell me you can do everything, right? Either one, pick one. The Gemara says l'suyah hadatar rabbanan. You can do this, which the rabbanan taught. Hamal, someone who does a mila on Shabbos. So kozman shu osek b'mila, as long as he's still dealing with the mila itself. So chozer bein alatzitzin ma'akvinas hamila bein alatzitzin she'ein ma'akvinas hamila. And again, what I said before, that I'm not exactly an expert in terms of the biology or the details, but there are tzitzin, there are how do you translate tzitzin? Like pieces of skin or pieces of foreskin that are ma'akiv the mila, meaning that are crucial to cut, and there are pieces of skin over there of the foreskin that are not crucial. And again, I really can't help you more than that. The Mishnah says like, so the Gemara says like this: if the mole is still dealing with the mila, so he's allowed to go back and make another incision and cut a little bit away, right, to clean it up and make it, I guess, a better mila, right? You're allowed to cut either type of skin, whether it's foreskin that is ma'akev or not ma'akev. And again, ma'akev means that if you leave some of the skin over, so you're not yotzei the mitzvah. So whether it's ma'akev or not, whether you're yotzei the mitzvah or not, regardless, if you're still involved in the mila, the mo'el can make another incision. Again, we're talking about being mechal Shabbos. We're talking about making an incision. Cutting the foreskin is chil Shabbos. So we're going to try and limit that to as much as we can. You're not going to just, you know, not to get be gory, but you're not going to just start cutting. Right? That's already many, aside from being terrible for the baby, but that's already many acts of chil Shabbos. Only the mila is docha Shabbos. You can't just use that as a blanket heter. So if you're still involved in the mila, the Gemara says, then you can go back and kind of clean up the mila and cut whatever pieces of foreskin you need. Perish, but if you stopped, right, or whether you kind of like mila, the mole backed off a little bit, so then only altitzin ma'akvin esamila chozer, altitzin she'in ma'akvin esamila eno chozer. He's only allowed to go back and cut the pieces of foreskin that are ma'akev the mitzvah. He can't go back and cut the other ones that are not necessary, that are not ma'akev. So when our Mishnah said you can do whatever you need for the mila, he meant to say that you can cut the tzitzin that are not ma'akev as long as the moel is still dealing with the mila. Man tana perishenu chozer. Who is the tana that says that if the moel had stopped doing what he's doing, he's not allowed to go back in and cut away some other tzitzin that are not ma'akev? It's Amar Rabbi Rechana Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokahi. It's Rabbi Shmuel. The Tanya Lagunah de Braisa, Arba Asar Shechalios B'Shabbos, when the 14th of Nisan falls on Erev on Shabbos, like this year, Mafshit on Pesach on Hechazah. Again, Gemara we had earlier on, said, Kuf Tes Zayin on Beis, says the Mesar Zashatz, that we had a Machlokas, how much of the Korban Pesach you're allowed to flay, I think the word is, to cut the skin off, when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. Right, that's already, that in general, that's an Isser. Right? Now that Mafshid is one of the, what's it called? That's an Avos Malachos. But on Erev Shabbos, but you need to do it for the Korban Pesach to get out the innards and offer them on the Mizbeach. So how far can you do it? So according to Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Broka, you can only cut the animal open up until the breast point, ad hachazeh, up until the breast point, the breastplate, the rib cage, or whatever, and then you can take out the stuff that needs to go on the mizbeach. The chachamim say mafshidin eskula, and you can cut the entire thing. But you see, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka is the only one who says, he says that if you can only do up until what's absolutely necessary. So once you cut up until the sternum, so you can get out the fats and whatever needs to go on the Mizbeach, so you can no longer do anything else. So do over here. If you finish the Mila, you can't go back in and take out the other stuff that's not, cut off the other skin that's not Mahakev. Kamar says, Mimai. How do you know that's the same Shita? Ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Shmuel ben Shmuel Yochanan ben Broka Hasam. Why does he say that by Korban Pesach? Mishum debe'inan zekeh, mishum delo be'inan zekeh levian vehu. There's a mitzvah of Zekeli, this is my God van Vehu, and I will make him beautiful. That does, obviously, we're not trying to make God beautiful, but what Chazal explained, as we're going to see in a second, is that there's an inyan to make mitzvos beautiful. So, certain mitzvos. So, there's no inyan to make the cutting of the Korban Pesach beautiful. And that's not a thing. So, Rabbi Shmuel ben Broka said that you can only do the minimum that you need to do. But over here, the b'inan zekeli v'anveyu, right? There's an inyan to beautify the mitzvot. There's an inyan to give a beautiful mila, to make sure the mila is the best. So the Gemara says, hachanami, maybe Rabbi Shmuel would say that it's mutter to go in and make sure that zekeli v'anveyu, that we have a beautiful, perfect mila. Detanya, and what, how do you know that that's a thing? We learned in a braisa, zekeli v'anveyu, hits noa lefanav b'mitzvos. Make yourself, meaning make the mitzvos beautiful. Right? Make yourself beautiful with mitzvos. Asay lefan of sukkah na, make a beautiful sukkah, of a lulav na, shofar na, tzitzis na, sefer Torah na. Right? Have all these beautiful things. Uksov bo lishmo b'dio na, right? A beautiful ink, b'kulmus na, a beautiful, what's it called? Feather. What's the word? Quill. Beautiful quill. Lavlar. Lavlar uman. A scribe, a sofer, that's an uman, is a professional, an expert. Karchu b'shirayin noyin, right? Make sure that you have a beautiful cover for the Sefer Torah. Abashal omer v'anveyu, havi domilo, and oh, so Abashal says anveyu means a little different, not to make your mitzvahs beautiful, but be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, emulate a Kodesh Baruch Hu, mahu chanun v'rachum, mafatach chanun v'rachum, etc., etc. Right? So that's just like he's merciful, you should also be merciful. Okay, that's ready. That's where you see the inyan of making the mitzvahs beautiful. So you see that items, right, the certain items, certain actions, right? The Korban Pesach is not one of them. To make sure that the cutting of the Pesach, that's not included. But other items that we do, we should try and do them as beautiful as possible. So it's not Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan Broka, because maybe he only said that by Korban Pesach and not by Mila. Because Mila has Zekeh Levian Ve'er. So El Amar Rav Ashi, Hamani, who is it? Rabbi Yossi. It's really Rabbi Yossi who says this. That's not like we learned in the Mishnah. Ben Shinira Ba'olil, Ben Shinira Shalom Nira Ba'olil. This Mishnah is in Rosh Hashanah. We're talking about Kiddush HaChodesh. We're holding right before Rosh Chodesh off. So, whether, as this Mishnah says, whether it's clear, whether the new moon is clear to everybody, or whether it's not, Mechalel Alav is a Shabbos. If Edom see the new moon, we want them all to come, all the Edom to come to Beis Din in Yerushalayim, even if that means being Mechalel Shabbos, i.e. going outside of the Tchum. If you're in Tel Aviv and you see the new moon, so you have to travel to the Beis HaMikdash, Meir Yibana Beis HaMikdash, we have the Sanhedrin sitting in Lishkos HaGazis, you have to travel to Yerushalayim to testify that you saw the new moon. According to Tanna Kamma, regardless of how clear the night is, right, in the summer, there's no clouds in Eretz Yisrael, so regardless of how many people in the world can see the new moon, right, still someone in Yerushalayim will see it. No, according to Tanna Kamma, there's still a mitzvah if you live in Tzvas to hitch up your donkey and get in your car and go testify about the new moon. Rabbi Yossi says, near about Alil, if it's no clouds and everybody can see the new moons, and then Ein Mechalel is a Shabbos, then we don't ask you to come from far away. Obviously, there's no purpose, right? So that's the one. Maybe it's Rabbi Yossi who says that there's no real purpose in cutting away the tzitzin that are not ma'akev, and therefore Moel can't go back in and clear them away. Mimai, how do you know that? Maybe that's not the same. Dilma Akam Lokom Rabbi Yossi also Dilon Nitin Shabbos Lidaches. What are you talking about? Shabbos is not able to be Mechal Shabbos in that case. Meaning, by the case of Kiddush HaChodesh, yes, if you're the only one in the world who sees the new moon, so then you need to be Mechal Shabbos. But if everybody sees it, so certainly there's someone who can do the mitzvah without being Mechal Shabbos. So therefore, in that case, the Shabbos doesn't need to be violated. But over here, Nitin Shabbos Lidaches, so maybe over here, by Mila, which is Docha Shabbos, maybe you can go back and clean up the tzitzit in there in HaMakev. So Allah Amar Naharda, Amri Naharda is rather the Chachamim in Naharda said, Rabbanan de Pligal ed Rabbi Yossi. It's the Rabbanan who argue with Rabbi Yossi. This is a Mishnah in Menachos talking about the Lechem Aponim. We know that the Lechem Aponim was 12 loaves of bread on the Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash. They needed to be there tamid all the time. The Lechem Aponim were baked on Erev, and they were changed on Shabbos. So the bread was, they were baked, I think, Erev Shabbos, I assume. They were baked Erev Shabbos, and they were changed on Shabbos. So now, how does that work? You need to make sure, again, that they're there always. So how do you make sure that they're there on the Shulchan at all times? Right, if you have to pull them off. So Arba Kohanim Nichnasim, four Kohanim would come in, Shnayim Biyadam, Shnei Sedarim, two of them would be holding two piles of Lechem Aponim, meaning they were six and six on each side of the Shulchan, yeah? So each one would be holding six pieces of bread, which is actually impressive. They weren't like small challahs, they were pretty big. Okay, Shnayim Biyadam, Shnei Vazichin, and two other Kohanim would be holding two cups, or really spoons, of Ketores, which also went on the Shulchan and had to be replaced and exchanged. And there are four other Kohanim in front of them. Shnai litol shnei sedarim, two to take away the old lechem upon him, which were then eaten by the Kohanim. There was an ace, they were fresh, they were there all week and they stayed fresh, which is awesome. Shnai litol shnei vazichan, and two other Kohanim to take away the two spoons of Ketores from the previous week. Machnisen omdim batzafon, upneim badarom, the people coming in would stand in the north facing the south. Again, the Shulchan was east-west, so that would put them in prime position to kind of switch the Lechem Aponim. Umotziim umdim badarom upneim batzafon, and the people taking away the Lechem Aponim would face them, right, south-north. The elu moshvin ve'elu manichin. The first guys would take it off, and the second guys would put it down. Meaning, it'd be super quick, like totally, like almost in the same motion. They would pull the lechem off, right? And they would be, one more phrase. Tifchol shozeh betzad tifchol shozeh. And one guy's hand was next to another guy's hand. Meaning, it was always like, all right, ready, hands together, switch. And like, so there was no second that there was no bread, or a minuscule moment that there was no bread on the shulchan. Mishum shenemek, the Pasuk says, lefanai tavid, has to be in front of Hashem always. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Afilu elu notlan ben manichin. Even if the first guys take off, and then the second guy is put on, so then afze hayatamid, that's also tamid. Meaning, relax yourself. Don't be so crazy. Right? Tamid is not violated if you take it off and then put it on, right, a moment later. Right? That's only a continuous, if there's, for whatever reason, I'm trying to see if I can find Rashi here. I think Rabbi Yossi holds that it's only considered not tamid if it's all day. Not sure. Meaning, I'm not sure how long it would be. Yeah, okay, right. Rashi, Dibar Maaskel, Avzet Tamid, like six lines, seven lines in the wide lines. Mani Mekayim Tamid, what does Rabbi Yossi hold tamid means? That's Shalo Yolin Shulchan below Lechem. It shouldn't be overnight without bread. Rabbanan obviously holds there shouldn't be any moment that the Shulchan should have no bread. Rabbi Yossi holds that it should, even overnight. So again, if as long as you take a few minutes and just like be careful, don't drop anything, like that's totally fine, because the only problem is if it's not overnight. So Lamaisa, according to the Chachamim, what's it called? So that's the Shita, that you cannot go back in and cut off the Mila, the Tzitzin, that are not Ma'akev, because you need to do it quickly, right? That it has to be done anytime you stop, right? What do we say? If you're perish, if you stop doing what you're doing, so then that's stopping the mitzvah. So as long as the moel is still doing the mila, you can cut off these tzitzin that are not ma'akev. But once he stopped, so then it's no longer the same action. That's what Chachamim are saying, that you have to do this tamid. It has to be, you can't even have a moment of break in between, because that would be a problem. Rabbi Yossi would say, no, you can stop and go back. But the Chachamim would disagree with him that you have to all do it continuously, but you have to make sure that you're doing it in the same, not motion, but the same instance. So once the Moel pulls back, so then it would be no longer mutter for him to go cut the tzitzit shein ma'akev. Okay. Tar Rabbanan a little further. Let's get to the two dots, and then we'll stop. Tana Rabbanan, Mehalkdin Esamila. Mehalek literally means to collect, but I think here it means you can like cut off a little bit. Vimlohi Lakit Anush Kares. Meaning you have to, what's it called? You have to trim the area around the foreskin. And kind of collect the, Rashi says, Betitzin HaMa'akvin. You have to make sure to get all of the shreds of skin that are ma'akiv. V'im lo hi lakit anush karis. But if he doesn't do that, so then you get karis. The Gemara says very simply, one word question, money. Not money, but who is it? Who gets karis? What do you mean? Who gets karis here? Amar Rav Kahana, Uman. It's the mo'o. The guy doing the meal, because what did he do? He did. He left some skin that's ma'akev. Therefore, it's not an actual meal. You need to go in and take those back and cut those off. So, what did he do? Then, therefore, he made an incision on Shabbos. So that's usher. He didn't do the mitzvah. Right? There's no meala docha Shabbos because he didn't do a proper meala. So, maskal of papa, Uman, what are you doing? The moel, lemalu. Why don't he just say ana avdi palgo the mitzvah? I did half. Asun avita palgo the mitzvah. Let you guys do the other half. Wait, what? Maybe he said he did most of it. When he made the cut, it was to do a mila. That was Docha Shabbos. So let someone else finish it. So why should he chayav karis? So Ella Amarav Papa Gadol. It must be talking about the case of a Gadol. Of a Gadol who this kid is going to grow up, and maybe he thinks he has a mila, or maybe he doesn't think he has a mila. It must be amazing if he's going to be chayav karis. So he's walking around with a half a mila, and he's chayav karis. Right, because you didn't cut off all the tzitz and all the skin that is ma'akiv. Maskela Ravashi, Gadol Behen Yiksev Bey. What do you mean? The pasuk says straight up that Arel Zachar Lo Yimol. Right? The Arel Zachar Asher Lo Yimol. Right? Again, he gets kares. Right? You don't need to teach me a pasuk. That's a preferential pasuk. You don't need a price to teach me that, oh, if you don't trim the things that are ma'akiv, you're chayav kares. Well, obviously, if a person doesn't get a proper mila, he's chayav kares. The pasuk says so. So rather, really, yeah, in a chanami, we're talking about the moel who did the half a mila. What's the case? He came, right? The mila is at literally the last moment in Shabbos, right before the end of Shabbos, from Leilo Mespekes, right? And they said to him, you don't have time to finish the mila. The guy's dismissive. No, he said, Mr. Mespekes, how do you pronounce that? Mispekino. No, I have. I do have enough time. The avai will always stop back, and he did it. And sure enough, he did not have enough time to do a complete mila. He stuck with the chaburu of it, and it turns out that what did he do? He did a chaburu. He made a wound, and the onesh kares, and that is chil Shabbos. Did it on purpose, and that is an onesh kares. Okay, shkoyer kodol rabose. We'll go weiter in the hilig Shabbos tomorrow. Have a great and amazing Shabbos kodesh, and see you next week.